Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Andrea Cataneo, who's CEO at Zenith Energy. How are you today, Andrea?
Very well, thank you.
Well, you're doing well today, and your share price has done well over the last 2-3 months. I think it was up 10x at its peak, from near a penny to nearly 12 pence. You've raised some money, and presumably the market's enjoying the idea of you potentially winning your arbitration in Tunisia.
Well, you know, the arbitration are three, which is a great comfort because, you know, the majority of cases where a listed company is holding an arbitration process is with one case, when instead, for a variety of reasons, our arbitration are three, and this give the comfort of a multiple run of options. And then at the same time, offering a part of the illegalities that we suffer, which is the same. So the fact that we have won already the first arbitration in total dimension of penalties and interest to be reimbursed at the high interest rate till the last penny that will be owed to us under ICC1 gives the reasonable expectation, as the illegalities follow the same print, to see a positive result in ICC2 and ICC1. ICC2 will be having a trial at the end of this month.
Right, so you've won the first arbitration, and there's interest running on that from the time of the announcement?
No, the interest has been calculated from the day of the breach, so the May 2022, but then in addition, they will continue to run monthly capitalized till the day the last dollar is paid.
So it's effectively backdated and then going forward as well. So it's a double win.
Double win.
Right, and so these situations historically with other companies, there are a few companies on the market with arbitration situations like this in the market, they tend to be sort of binary bets, and then there's a time frame which could be all over the place. It could be a year, it could be 5 years. Your situation is different from that.
It seems so. You know, we are very pleased to report that justice still exists, and so we have had a very positive award, which represent the reality and bring back us to a situation before being hit by the sequestration, and where our money was taken away and our oil was taken away. And so this is very comforting to have trust in the processes of the concept of arbitration. And so we are then following with the second and then with the third. And but as I said, the path of the illegalities is the same, so it's reasonable to expect that the same crime will be punished in the same similar way by different courts. And and then furthermore, the second and third arbitration are of much bigger dimension.
So the first one was around $10 million, and you've got that under your hat. The market value of your company, market cap, went up from about 2 or 3 million to it's about 23, 24 million now. So the market it's up with events. The next potential arbitration wins are much greater than the 10 million.
Indeed. The first arbitration actually was initiated for only $6.7 million, which was the amount of money that was not paid to us unduly. But then the sentence has been making the full picture of the damages, which is not only the fact that we were not paid in 2022 some money, but the damages financially, so the interest, the cost of arbitration, so all the costs we spent for them and for us, and then the lawyers' fees. So instead of 6.7, we arrived to 9.7, which is an increase from the original claims of 45%.
Right. So we're looking forward this month, as soon as the February, we're looking forward to the second arbitration result, which is tens of millions.
Is $130 million, the claims, and reasonably subject to the consequences of the arbitration process, so additional costs for arbitration. additional costs for lawyers, additional costs for interest. The only fact that this will be applicable not to 6.7, but to 130 million.
Right. And any chance that the Tunisians might just say, Andre, you're a nice guy, we'll just give you the money. Thank you very much.
Well, yes, definitely. This will be the normal course of event. And the Tunisians have always paid their arbitration losses when they've been defeated in court. So there is a good track record for the last 40 years. And so we are expecting that. But at the same time, we are not sitting with our hands in the lap like today. And we are doing a lot of things, which is preparation of recovery and enforcement.
And that's why you've raised some money today,
yes,
or over the weekend.
There are costs associated with that. Legal costs are horrendous all over the globe. And so then we have to have a good fed purse, which we have refed during the months of January and February. I would say that as well, the turmoil in the market that may take place, a general global market in the next 2-3 months is less significant for us because we have already put all the fuel in the tank.
Right, so you raised just under £3 million, that kind of thing, which gives you a fighting fund for what you want to do or for the arbitration. Are you going to use that, any of that, for oil and gas investment, or is that just really your fighting fund?
Well, you know, the use of proceeds is mainly the arbitration use, but of course, being well in the cash, we can initiate some transaction of acquisition of oil and gas or electricity properties, which then will be financed by some leverage acquisition finance. So we are not using the cash of the investors for anything that is mainly the arbitration fight, the three fights. But nevertheless, we are still active in looking for acquisition as an oil and gas company and energy for the future. So we may look as well to the third activity that we do already in Italy, which is electricity production.
Right, but I mean, basically, you're an arbitration play now. If your ships come in, all three of them come in, you'll have $600 million in the bank. Wouldn't you just say, you know, thank you very much to the shareholders, give them a bit of money, retire and go to the Bahamas?
It's not like me. No, I am not enjoying to the Bahamas. I prefer the city of London.
Right, so there is a strategy, once you've won the cases, to actually become a mid-tier oil and gas or energy production company.
An energy mid-tier company, absolutely.
And is the focus on sort of renewable energy, or is it could be anything?
Well, anything that is not a giant greenwash, something that is serious. For example, we have started to look at uranium, which we believe with the new concept of mini central power station, which will be sometimes as small as a container, will make again sense. There will be less fear in the public about the explosion of a big nuclear plant like Chernobyl. And so with this technical evolution, uranium can be again very much in demand for a smaller project, while instead in China and all over the world, there is a return to uranium anyhow. Then there is electricity production in Italy, which at the moment we are doing with the natural gas, which we can do in UK as well with natural gas out of the grid in this case. And then we can as well make some photovoltaic. We are not for big projects that are very capital intensive, which will take 25 years to reimburse the investors. And we want to use what we have affirmed as a brand of the company, our opportunistic ability to buy asset from company that leave the panorama, what we have done in Italy, buying the 11 field from what was at that time Mediterranean Oil and Gas, PLC, and then they left Italy and we bought all of this for a negative consideration and is still producing cash today. 12 years later, and then the purchase of AAOGC only asset in Congo, which is producing a very nice opportunity, at least, which is the SMP trial, which will be in Paris in March for the amount of $9 million. And then the acquisition for the initial small amount from Candex.
So in terms of what you're going to do once the arbitration is settled, it will be a mixture of the old familiar Zenith strategy of maybe getting distressed or distressed assets in out of the way places, or going into the maybe the more stable jurisdictions in terms of delivering energy security for those countries.
Absolutely. I would say that I will pick up on your last word, countries. We should have a list of countries where we go, which will be much more selective. Our downsizing of our market cap in the last 4 years was mainly due to the fact that we were badly treated in two jurisdictions. So we have to avoid that again in the future, in a way that we don't lose credibility for the mistake of others or for the actions of others. In this line came the acquisition of Leopard Energy in Houston, an American small listed company that will certainly can host American asset that with the new Trump administration, they are again in favor. And then with the market that for American listed company can be very positive. As well, we can go to Argentina, for example, where the special relation between the president of Argentina and Trump can favor an American investors, among others. And then instead, we can continue with what they call the opportunistic purchase attitude, which is using intelligence to discover that something is becoming suddenly available for external reason and jump on it. The company has always been recognized as a very speedy processing machine for buying companies with the legal and accounting due diligence made in a rush, but still safely. And then, of course, production of energy will be our mission without making phantomatic quick transition, which are not in the cards. We are an honest fossil producer, which is not ashamed to be a fossil producer, but at the same time happy to be a green producer when it's possible.
So is there any way, I mean, you're known for like going for these, let's say, high risk, high reward situations, whether it's distressed companies or jurisdictional risk. Is there any way of mitigating that, or you're understanding what the value of a distressed asset is, which is one skill. The other is, if there's a jurisdictional problem, then you have the team to fight back and win your case. Are you happy with that strategy, or would you prefer to have an easier life in a safer place?
No, it's a perfect question. And I think that the solution will be, in the case that we are looking, for example, in a difficult country, is to have a great partner, a sort of sovereign rich fund that will permit to absorb any up and down of the exotic location of the asset and still permit to take the advantages of upside, but without the total uncovered back, but with some cushion for our investment.
Well, we look forward to more news on your arbitration, and we'll see how much you get in your kitty by that time, hopefully in a month or two, etc. In the meantime, Andrea Cataneo, CEO at Zenith Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Looking forward to see you again with more news.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.